On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Police in Berlin are treating a lorry crash at a Christmas market which killed 12 people as a suspected terror attack. 12 people died and around 50 were injured when it happened last night. Barry Butler from Maidstone was 50 yards away at the time.
I was just heard this enormous rumble, just not a normal sound you hear, and you think, what was that? And then I just saw loads of legs running. So I was looking down onto the street area, and I could just see these legs and more of them.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the whole country is in mourning.
12 people that were amongst us yesterday that were looking forward to Christmas and had plans for the festive season are no longer amongst us.
The driver, believed to be an asylum seeker from Pakistan, has been arrested and has denied any involvement. Thomas Neuendorf is a police spokesman.
We have no indications that there is still any danger anywhere emanating from this situation. We are now investigating why this truck drove into this Christmas market, how this could happen. In this context, one suspect is being interrogated, who is likely to be the driver of the truck.
Back here, and police patrols are being stepped up at Winter Wonderland in London and at Manchester's Christmas market. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says Britain will do all it can to help Germany at this time.
Our thoughts are very much with the families of those who've been injured or who've lost their lives in that appalling attack on the Christmas market in Berlin. And we're talking obviously to our German counterparts to see what help we can offer.
KMFM News.
A stunt company has been fined £100,000 after a man died when he was fired from a human cannon at the Kent County show. 24-year-old Matthew Cranch was killed after the safety net, which was meant to break his fall, collapsed in Detling in 2011. 40-year-old Scott May from Cornwall, who runs Stunts UK Limited, has also been given a 12-month community order. Two men have appeared in court and denied murdering a 20-year-old man near a Thanet shopping centre. 27-year-old John Dickinson from Cliftonville and 20-year-old Christopher Pollard from Mepham were arrested after Carl Gregory's body was found near Westwood Cross in July. They've been remanded in custody and will stand trial in March.
KMFM News.
Around 20 firefighters have spent the night tackling a fire at a supermarket in Ashford. Crews spent 2 hours tackling the blaze at Lidl along New Street after it broke out in the shop's plant room around midnight. It's not being treated as suspicious. A man will be questioned by police later after a crash in Gravesend. The 29-year-old from Blackheath was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving and driving whilst over the limit. It's understood he hit a police car in Rochester Road just before 6 last night.
KMFM News.
Kent's ambulance service is urging us only to call 999 if it's a genuine emergency over the next week. Paramedics at SeaCam say they're expected to be very busy over Christmas with thousands more calls than usual. Staff at the control room near Maidstone will be getting ambulances out to anyone with a life-threatening condition, but senior paramedic Will Bellamy says there are alternatives.
If you've got a minor injury or minor illness, do think about calling the NHS 111 number, which is free. Do speak to your local pharmacist or the local walk-in centres and look at the NHS self-help apps.
A new app's been created to help lorry drivers find a safe parking space overnight in Kent. The online reservation system gives real-time information on parking, letting HGV drivers know where there are spaces. It's also hoped the system will stop lorries parking illegally or unsafely in lay-bys. Darren Smith is from Ashford International Truck Stop, who are behind it.
It shows actual real-time spaces, and we could develop it further and go onto a platform and see if there's 10 spaces at Dover or 15 at Ashford. They could say to the drivers, right, you need to go up to Ashford, you know, you can park, this space is available there.
And Rita Ora has apparently lost thousands of pounds in an alleged fraud. It's claimed the singer invests in a company that may have been a victim of financial crime.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings, double glazed and insulated. Needextraspace.co.uk.
England's cricketers have lost the fifth and final test to India, meaning they'll return home on the back of a 4-0 series defeat. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, England lost the match by an innings and 75 runs. They collapsed in their second go with a bat, all out for 207, having lost 6 wickets for 15 runs. Speaking after the match, Captain Alistair Cook said they weren't good enough and he'll be taking time to analyse what went wrong.
You can say whatever you want now. I can't. If I turn around here and use emotive language and stuff, you know, you're not doing your job. So you know, when you lose games, you get criticised and you have to take on the chin.
Football and Liverpool back into second place in the Premier League after a dramatic 1-0 victory at rivals Everton last night. They're now 6 points behind leaders Chelsea. And the head of World Athletics, Lord Coe, says an independent integrity unit will take full control of anti-doping in the sport by April next year. The IAAF president says he's creating the new body to lead the way in tackling cheating.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.